Hello, my name is Satarion. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am calling to ask a question about our second shot of Pfizer vaccine and where it is available to us soon in the next few days. We are in Alabama, Orange Beach, Alabama is where we are located right now. But we can travel to wherever it's being offered. But we do need the Pfizer vaccine for our number two shot.
Okay, I definitely understand the concern there. What I would need to do is get you in touch with the vaccine hotline, and I can provide you that number whenever you're ready.
Oh, I thought this was the number they were giving us to find out. Okay, give me another number.
All right. That number is
855-566. Oh, I didn't catch this. The next series of numbers is what?
566.
5-6-6. 5-3-3-3. Well, that sounds very familiar. I think that is a number that I have. Just a moment. Yeah, I've tried that number. That gives me the Baldwin County. Or no, it doesn't give me Baldwin County. That's a number that I have tried before. And I did not get any help there. Now, this number was given to me, your number that I just dialed was given to me as being the place to find out the location that we could go to get the Pfizer vaccine. This number, your number was given to me.
Okay, this is for the testing sites. As far as the vaccines, you have to get in touch with the vaccine hotline.
And I've tried that before, and I got nothing, no information from them at all. Can you help us in any way? Can you help us in any way?
Okay, you just wanted to know if they're going to be doing it in your county?
Somewhere close to Orange Beach, either at a drive-thru or at a help me out here. Walgreens or a CVS pharmacy, some pharmacy, or even a grocery store. We've heard that grocery stores are also administering shots. And what we need to find is our second shot of Pfizer vaccine. Can you help me find that? I'm not getting anywhere calling all these numbers up.
Right. The other number is what you would normally call it as far as getting the vaccine. I can try to see if I can get some information on it. If you don't mind, I can place you on a brief hold. I'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you very much. If you'll promise to come back on the line.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right with you.
Thank you. See, they gave me the same number as I tried earlier, and that got me nothing. That person told me to call the county health department at this other number, and that's who just called me back. Now, go figure. So now he's got me hanging on the line. The next call I make, I don't get any information this way. The next call I make is going to be back to Branson. And we will go there whenever they say they're giving them shots. We'll go there. you know what? All you talk to are black people. Oh, yeah. That's all I've ever talked to. I'm doing all these calls. Sky will probably hang up on me. Wonder how long I'll be put on hold using up my minutes. What if we had to start over with the other, the derma, and get two more shots? Wonder what would do. What would that do to us? They talk about possibility that we need the third shot. Might be the best thing that ever happened to us. I wouldn't be afraid to do it. Get three all together, one from Pfizer and two from Moderna. Orange Beach is in Baldwin County. So my next call is going to be back to Branson to the Cheney County Health Department. And I will find out.
All right, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right. As far as general information goes, we're not providing any information about that second shot itself. Only that once you get the first shot, the second shot should be scheduled at the same time. So any information that you would have about your second shot should have come to you when you got the first shot.
Okay. Well, our first shot was given to us in Branson, Missouri. I can't clear my throat, Gary, unless I talk loud. At Branson, Missouri, we got our first vaccination. Our second one would, if we were there, our second one on the back of our shot card, it says the 19th, which is this Friday. 2 days from now, the 19th.
Okay. With you not being in that state or area, you would have to, re-register for a place to receive the shot in Alabama. So you would still have to go to the vaccine line in order to do that.
We have registered here.
Okay, and did you receive an appointment yet?
No.
Okay, once an appointment is made available, then that information will be given to you as to where you're supposed to be. Until then, you just have to wait until the information is made available.
Well, we should have our second shot Friday. At the earliest, that would be 21 days. They told us in Branson, they knew we were traveling to Alabama. We will be here till the end of the month, and then we'll be going back up to Missouri, where we can possibly set up an appointment for our second shot there. It may be 28 days or so before we can get up there to get it. I don't think they didn't think it would matter, that it wouldn't be, that it wouldn't cancel out our first vaccination if we waited that long. We're not seeming to be able to get the Pfizer vaccine anywhere around here in Alabama. Why is that?
That I wouldn't be able to say for sure, because, again, we don't have any specific information on the vaccine sites. This line is more for those testing sites, which is the reason why we do have a vaccine site. I do apologize for the misinformation
vaccine,
as far as... Go ahead.
If that was the number that you gave me, I can check there. I believe that's the number I called to register us here.
Okay. When you registered, did you receive any information on... Go ahead.
No. We haven't been called back. If we're supposed to receive a phone call or a possible text by phone, but we have not received that.
Okay, you have to wait until an appointment is made available, and then that information will be given to you through that phone call or text. Until then, you just will have to wait, or if it doesn't come in time, you'll be able to get the second one in Missouri.
I guess that's all. Our only option is to do that. Thank you for your help.
All right. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites at abph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.